listener production.
Hey there, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. A major insurance company is hoping for a big win for funding into road safety and road trauma in today's state budget, and RACWA says amid cost of living pressures, they want to see registration fees and public transport fares frozen for the next 4 years. The organisation's Will Goldsby says road trauma economically costs WA $2.4 billion a year.
And what we want to see is a strong focus on this. The Auditor General's report last year into road safety provided a new opportunity for road trauma and the management of road trauma, and we think that's why it is a priority.
Two teenagers remain in custody after facing court in Broome, accused of threatening a mother and her child with a gun. The 14-year-old boys were arrested on Tuesday, along with two others at Cable Beach. Police are yet to locate a gun, and the group will return to court next week. Questions around a lack of available mental health services in the Pilbara have been put to the Premier in Parliament yesterday, the opposition leader highlighting the need for the services following a Karratha mum's petition campaigning for a local facility after losing her son to suicide last month. Roger Cook telling Parliament they're keen to develop a step-up, step-down program for Karratha and Port Hedland.
Now, for a range of reasons, we are trying to work with the local community to find a suitable place and to get that facility open as soon as possible.
In sport, a Newman Junior Soccer Association superstar has been acknowledged for being a driving force behind the sport in the Pilbara for more than a year. G Brisk, the latest winner of the 2024 Female Football Week Community Award, recognised for her selfless efforts for the game at a local level. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.